The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every parent starts thinking about their child's education the day they're born. Now, South Carolina has one of the best 529 college savings plans in the nation. Coming up on May the 29th, we'll be celebrating South Carolina's Future Scholar Program to encourage families to start saving for their children's higher education. On our guest line this morning, the man who makes it all happen, South Carolina Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Good morning, sir. Welcome.
Hey, Joey. How are you?
I am wonderful. Hope you are, sir.
Yeah, I'm old, fat, and grumpy, but I'm alive, so that's another good thing.
Hey, I can relate. I can relate. So, hey, let's start with just a simple explanation of what a 529 college savings plan is.
529 is the day we're celebrating, and that's because Future Scholar, which is the state's plan to help you save for education, not just college anymore. It works like an IRA. You open one up. It's easy to do. We have a website for you. You put money in there. You get a state deduction for that money. And we invest it. It grows, and when you it grows tax-free, both state and federal. And when you take it out, it's tax-free, both state and federal, and spend it for educational expenses. And it's not just for college or tech school or graduate school, those types of things. It's also for private schools, K through 12.
And is it just tuition only, or can it be used for other supplies and books and things as well?
On the K through 12 private schools, it's just tuition. But on colleges, it's a variety of things. I mean, it's everything from books and lab fees to room and board, those types of things. It's a pretty liberal plan. I mean, you could get yourself in trouble if you were set out to do so. But it's an honest plan, and they want to make sure that we get your kids through the educational process.
Yeah. Okay, so if a baby is born on May the 29th, there's a special incentive for starting a Future Scholar account. Tell us about that.
That's right. We have privately funded, it is not tax dollars, we have privately funded $529 baby grants. And say little Joey Hudson, the third, is born, we'll help Joey, number two, open the plan, make sure that we put that $529 grant in there so that it starts growing, and it'll keep growing until the kid's 18 or 20 or 22, whenever they need to use it for school. So it's a great plan. We work with the hospitals and the nurses and the doctors, and of course the nurses are by far the most reliable of those three groups.
Sure.
We all know,
yes,
and love our nurses.
Yes.
And they help us, but you'd be surprised. Sometimes people will know that this is available, but they just forget. So we, yeah, really want to reach out any way we can. If you're a granny and you got a grandchild born that day, call us. We'll make that call for you.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good point, too. On our guest line this morning, South Carolina Treasurer Curtis Loftus, you don't have to be a parent. I mean, grandparents, aunts and uncles, I mean, others can contribute to this, right?
That's right. And if, say, your grandpa or cousin or just a friend of the family, the person making the contribution gets the deduction. So, like, I've got a bunch of nephews and nieces and things that I have in the program. When I make a contribution, I get the deduction, not the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
It works out real well.
You look at this and you think this is truly a no-brainer. Why would you, if you have a child in your family, again, whether it's your child or your grandchild or your niece, nephew, if you have a child that is that you need to plan for their education down the road, why would you not want to have a Future Scholar, a 529 account?
Well, you said it perfectly. I can't really improve on that. I'm a conservative, so I find a lot wrong with government. But if everything worked as well as 529 plan, we'd all be happy with government. We have over 200,000 participants in the plan, over $5 billion worth of assets. We have checks coming and going, flying like you wouldn't believe. money travels around the world securely. It's just a great plan. And I, you know, I'm fortunate that it was here before I came along, before I became treasurer. And we've stepped it up. We've improved it. I'm happy about that. I'm proud of what my staff has done. But it's just a good program. And if you have concerns about education and funding that, you ought to be in this plan.
Yep. Talk with us about the process. Is there a lot of paperwork to complete, or how does one go about starting a plan for someone in their life?
I'm a technological idiot. So when we renegotiated our contracts, I said to everybody, FutureScholar.com has got to be easy. It's got to be so that somebody like me can do it, or somebody like me can have a grandson sit next to him, and in 15 or 20 minutes or so, he can type in all the stuff for me. And if you can't, there's an 800 number where you call the people here in the country. You can understand everything they say. And if for some reason you can't get open, call me. I'll come out. We want you in the program. It's a perfect thing. We have a 97-year-old woman who lives in 96, South Carolina. Some people may not know there's a place called 96, but there is. She's put three generations through college using the 529 plan.
Wow. Now, that's impressive.
Yeah, and we have a college girl now, I should call her girl, a young lady at Carolina, who has started one on herself, and then in 5 or 10 or 15 years, whenever she's ready to get married and have a child, that she'll already have this 5 or 10 or 15 years worth of money in the program. Yeah. And, you know, say she puts $10 or $20 a month. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that starts earning money and interest. It grows tax-free. It's just the power of money. Her kids are not going to ever have to worry about college, and neither is she, because she's going to have it all done in advance.
It's real simple. FutureScholar.com is where you can start the process. And again, as I said a minute ago, Mr. Treasurer, I can't see of a reason why you would not do this. There's so many reasons that you should, but what a great program. And thank you for your leadership, for pushing this out there, for promoting it, and making sure that South Carolinians know what's available for them.
Next time we're up there, you and I will sit down and we'll do an account together. We'll do a video of it just to show how two numbskulls can make this work. Now, we'll use your money if you don't mind.
All right.
You know, I wouldn't mind. But we'll open an account. It's easy. Go to it. It's a smart, quick, and easy way to save for college or private school. So get started today.
FutureScholar.com. Mr. Treasurer, it's always a pleasure. And I'm going to take you up on that. That would be a fun exercise.
So
we can talk about it.
You bring your checkbook.
Yeah. All right. I'll have my checkbook. You have your laptop, and we'll get it done.
Thank you, Joey.
Sure thing. Curtis Loftus, Treasurer of South Carolina. It's a pleasure. Have a great day.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.